It's HBR, All Things Considered, Dave Lawrence. So stoked for all you do to support us, and I know it's a lot. So the best way I can say mahalo is with interviews, of course. For the end of year campaign, let's show some gratitude for our awesome guests as well this year, like John Oates of Hall & Oates.
One of the biggest, you've done some huge gigs, but Live Aid.
Yeah. Well, at the time, it was the biggest music concert in the history of the world. We had Eddie Kendrick and David Ruffin, who are the lead singers of the Temps. We had done a show with them at the Apollo Theater prior to the Live Aid.
And a record, right?
Yeah. And then Mick Jagger, at the time, wasn't touring with the Stones, and he had a solo album out, and he needed a backing band, so he wanted us to back him. But he didn't tell us Tina Turner was going to be there, too. That was kind of a surprise. So, yeah, so we did our own show, and then we brought out Eddie Kendrick and David Ruffin. We did a Temptations medley. Then Mick came out and started running. That's when he pulled Tina's skirt off, and he didn't tell us anything about that. That just all happened. Live Aid was pretty. That was pretty amazing.
Biggest inspirations would be these soul guys and people like the Temps. So, and the first engineering of getting to Eddie and David. How did that come up? Was that the same kind of like we want to get to?
We got offered like 85 or 86 maybe, the Apollo Theater, which is the mother church of soul music in Harlem, New York. It had closed because they were doing a renovation. So they had put the city had put a lot of money into the renovation of the theater. And they wanted to reopen it with a bang. And it was going to be a big charity event. And they asked us to open it, to be the opening act, which was really a big honor.
Yeah.
With the roots of R&B and soul that me and Daryl always had.
Right?
Yeah. So we wanted to do something special. So we thought, let's see if we can get Eddie Kendrick and David Ruffin. Now, Eddie Kendrick was playing Holiday Inns in Alabama. Seriously.
So he was ripe for the gig.
And he wasn't doing anything. Right. And David was not in good shape. David had a lot of problems. Drugs and all kinds of bad stuff. So we found them. We literally had to find them. And they were pretty cool about it. They came and they put the black tuxes on.
Yeah.
We had the choreography. And it was cool because when I was a kid, I watched them. I went to see them live. And I studied those records like a Bible. So I knew everything, same with Daryl. We knew those songs backward and forward. And then to be on the Apollo stage singing those songs with them, I felt like I was tripping. Honest to God, I felt like I was above myself looking down on, really, I really mean this. It was so surreal.
With Hall & Oates legend John Oates, a 2025 guest we're grateful for, I'm Dave Lawrence, offering that to you as a heartfelt mahalo for supporting Hawaii Public Radio.